Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, man? It's the fifth of Renzi over your boy Black Ice. We in here doing it one time for the girl. Lushy Lush. That's right. Lushy Lush. I'm in your ear with Lushy Lush. Understand me, man, you don't need a crutch. Cause you're breaking new songs like bones. Hitting hard body, something like a Roy Jones. If you're trying to get on and come through with your ones and twos, or maybe you just trying to do an interview. Man, it ain't hard to catch up with her. You should try to hit her on Twitter. She got the Blog Talk, MySpace, and the Dot Team. Your boy Black Ice, Renzi on the team. On the West Coast, East Bay, Richmond, CA. To France and back to the DMV, man. Turn that ear crack for your ass once more. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio. Serving an ear crack for your ass once more. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio.
You know.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're live in the building. Today, we're doing nothing but that exclusive Lush Radio rock, giving you nothing but the hottest rock music from new up-and-coming rock artists, alternative bands that are doing their thing. Make sure you log on to www.lushradiorock.ning.com. Also, check out Afropunk. So, today we have an exclusive interview with Wicked Jones, a hot group, you know, that's definitely doing their thing out there. So, I want you to call in at 347-826-7722 if you want to talk to Wicked Jones. Rock with us today. And our sponsors today are Diverse Media Group, LLC. Make sure you download their two bars. Stay connected. And also strictlybunt1.com. So check them out. And they're having a rap-a-thon this Saturday in Harlem. So I know we're also doing a sickle cell, looking for artists to perform for a sickle cell. So make sure you email me at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com. So I'm about to go to the phone lines and see what's going on. T, 919, call from the 919.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Are you playing live or something over there?
No, yeah, I'm trying to do it. I'm doing a lesson over here and my phone volume's messed up.
We're here, though. Y'all is in the
okay. It is. I'm actually in teaching right now, so I got to make my part pretty quick.
Okay, is this Wicked Jones over here?
Yeah, this is Wicked Jones. You've got Jason on guitar over there, making a bunch of noise.
Actually, you got Jason, and you got one of my students over here, Philip, making a bunch of noise.
Okay, all right, that's what it is, man. We got to give you a Lush Radio. Welcome real quick, you know, give you a Lush Radio welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Cool. Can I get one for Philip?
real quick, before we get into the nitty gritty, if you guys want to go ahead and give, you know, some shout outs and stuff like that.
Say what?
You guys want to give some shout outs? Before we get into the interview,
I got a shout out to my guitar student here, Philip, with the Paul Green School of Rock.
Paul Green School of Rock, that's hot right there, man. Is that that's out there in what is that, North Carolina?
Yeah, we got one in North Carolina now.
Huh? So you got some other guys in the band, or is this you guys today, now that are calling in? You got some more people calling in also?
No, today is just me and Jason. Jason, the guitar player, and G, the singer. So the other two guys kind of caught up right now.
Well, that's cool, man. So Wicked Jones, man, you guys, you know, have, you know, a different kind of sound, you know. You guys, how do you classify, your music, alternative rock or a mixture of both?
Mainly soul rock. You know, some people say alternative, but we just call it soul rock.
You call it soul rock. Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys, I mean, you guys have, like, you know, a nice sound and everything, and, you know, what actually inspired you guys, you know, to get inspired to even start, you know, doing music?
What made me decide to want to play music, period?
Yeah, period, in general, and that style of music.
I guess what got me the most was Jimmy Page, Tony Iommi, you know, Black Sabbath, AC/DC.
I like Black Sabbath.
Or that, and I have such a, we all have very eclectic musical taste. You know, I listen to everything from soul all the way to metal.
Wow.
I listen to R&B. I love Outkast. I guess what everything, all the influences compiled, and, you know, and G brings a lot of soul to from his background, and, you know, and I've always liked more soulful singers like you know, Chris Cornell and that kind of stuff. Lane Staley from Alice in Chains was a big influence on me. Alice in Chains was a big influence altogether on me.
Okay, cool.
I listen to a lot of Al Green, personally.
A lot of Al Green. That's what it is. That's where the soul comes from.
Yeah, and I like the way the women dance to when we perform live, so that really motivates me.
I bet you do. Oh, man. So, I mean, so you got G, you got Jason, and you got Jack, and Calvin.
Yeah, choir boy. Excuse me, preacher. Yeah, church boy.
why you call him church boy for?
Play drums for the church.
He drums for the church.
He plays drums for the church.
Yeah.
And he plays for you guys. Isn't that kind of like, does he feel weird doing that? You know?
It's actually kind of motivating for him.
Yeah, it's more motivation for Manny.
Oh, man, you guys are totally off the hook, man. How did you guys, you know, end up getting together?
Oh,
ooh, wow.
Well, me and G have known each other since, like, 2000.
Wow.
You know, we were in a band way back in the day, and then we finally decided to put something back together, and I was at the time.
We finalized it at the strip club, honestly.
Yeah, that's how we finalized.
Yep, you got it. You guys all met up in the strip club?
Seriously, we finalized it at the strip club.
So were you guys getting lap dances? You guys weren't dancing out there, were you? You weren't dancing out there or anything, were you?
Oh, mama, I wasn't dancing.
You guys were out there getting lap dances and stuff. While you were throwing dollars at females, you guys said, "Hey, man, we're going to get this van started. What's going on?"
Actually, we was at like a steak and shake. You know, you eat a steak while they shake.
Whoa! Hey, man, when I meet up with you guys show me where that's at.
Steak and shake,
man. That's cool, man. So you guys met up. That was a cool place to finalize something.
Yeah.
Don't forget the A1 sauce. Yes, sir. For real. Oh, man. So, I mean, so you guys have, you know, so you call it soul rock and everything like that. What separates you guys from most of these artists out here?
Talent?
What else? You know, because, you know, a lot of people say they have talent now. You know, even though you guys are hot, but, you know, What can you say? What kind of work could you say that separates you from everyone else?
I would definitely say, along with talent, just, you know, the drive to be, like, you know, to push the, like, the envelope to the highest level. Just doing different, you know, things. Not afraid to challenge what's going on right now. You know. A lot of cats don't want to do that because they're afraid they're not going to get no radio play or be in rotation. And we're not afraid to take that chance. So that's one of the main things.
Well, y'all sound like y'all must be my brothers or something, because I'm never scared. I'm never scared. That's the whole reason why I decided to create the radio station and the radio show, because, you know, most of this commercial radio, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's like either you're kissing somebody's butt in order to get on, you know. I'm not like that. If it's pure talent, you know, I'll play it. I'll at least give somebody a chance, at least. You know, if it sucks, hey, they get ridiculed by the actual audience. It's not my fault.
Wow.
You know, it is what it is. You know, so you know, you guys, what do you feel was your hardest adversity that you guys have to deal with, just, you know, being in a band and just, you know, dealing with, you know, the type of style of music and just, you know, the music industry itself?
I would definitely say right now, just, you know, being independent, to be able to afford the radio promotion and PR right now is tough on an independent artist like us, because it costs money. They've actually went up on the price. Just real talk. And when you're not in rotation, a lot of times people are not willing to come and see you. And being from the South where we are, you know, it's not in New York, so that's definitely a big issue.
Have you guys decided to, like, you know, try to expand? Because are you guys just staying local in North Carolina, or you guys decided to, like, you know, pitch your stuff and, like, go out, like, you know, go out of town and just travel and stuff?
Well, we try to be very smart about it. We try to be in rotation in a city before we actually enter the city, so people do, you know of our music. But we definitely travel. We're looking to travel even more. We try to be very smart about it, so that the attendance is, you know, it looks good, you know.
Mhm. Well, I mean, the music is definitely hot, you know. And you know, just, you know, how did you guys feel when you guys actually, like, first, like, performed on the actual stage, as you said, as a band, a complete band?
Jason?
What was that question again?
I said, how did you guys feel the first time, you know, when you first actually, like, played on a stage as a complete band?
I felt like I was hitting people upside the head with a frying pan, because the looks on people's faces, they just get this dumbfounded look when we play sometimes. they can't believe it sometimes. And they're like, they look at their friends, they elbow each other, and then they start rocking out eventually once they get past the shock and awe factor.
The biggest issue a lot of people have with us is we recorded this project very, very quick, actually. And a lot of people think we took a long time to record it, and what they feel, and, you know, what they really don't know is that we recorded this, like, in one day and mixed, like, the next day, because a lot of this recording is one take.
Wow. So tell the people where they can find the music at, you know. Tell the people where they can find the music, because we got to put the plug-ins in between the interviews.
you can definitely go catch us on myspace.com/WickedJonesBand, or you can go to wickedjones.com. You can catch us on Twitter, Wicked Jones.
You can catch us on Facebook, Stereo Fame.
Yeah, just hit Google. Just go to Google and type in Wicked Jones.
You can buy merchandise at Zazzle.com, or you can buy our CDs on CD Baby.
Yeah.
I think we're on iTunes also, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're all
from. Y'all got that accent deep, but you can never tell that you guys are from North Carolina with this music, man. That's wild, because y'all accent is deep as I don't know what.
Well, we try to keep it to ourselves, I tell you.
Just as soon as we can afford to go to everywhere else and spread this music to everywhere, like, if we can get the radio spins, those are areas that we want to go to. We're ready to take this to the people, man. Big time.
That's definitely what it is, man. So, like, the other thing that I had to ask you guys was, Wicked Jones, where did you guys get that name from?
Ooh.
That was a song that I wrote.
Wow.
And I ended up writing it for some session work that I had been doing for somebody. And it ended up just stuck as the name of the band. It was catchy, and it surely stayed in my mind, and it kind of summed up life, you know, altogether for me, you know, having a Wicked Jones for life, a zest for life, you know.
Wow. Well, that's wicked, man, for real.
That's for real.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
I didn't hear you. What did you just say?
Who, me?
Yeah, I think you ended off with something. I didn't hear that last part.
Oh, I said that and just an overall, I guess what Wicked Jones means to me is all about the way I feel about life and people's freedoms, you know. I guess one of the biggest things for me is, you know, I'm a big advocate for people's personal freedoms and personal rights and all that.
That's
what Jones is about.
We're actually trying to get at the man behind the curtain, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that head honcho right there, the fight against the machine, man.
Yeah.
Man.
So the next type of music you hear from us, the message is definitely going to be totally different and stronger.
It sounds like your student is getting it in, man. Go ahead, man. I hear you over there getting it in. Yeah, I hear him. He's getting it in, man. I'm hearing that. And what is he playing? He playing a regular guitar, bass guitar. What is he playing?
Well, this is one of my fellow Gibson buddies right here. I'm a Gibson player, and my buddy, my student Philip here, he's 13. He's a Gibson player as well. He's probably
what?
One of my guitar students here. I'm gonna let him burn something up for you real quick. Turn it up. Give him something, Philip.
Oh man, we getting exclusive.
How often do you get an interview with a guitar lesson?
There you go.
Wow. You go, boy. Go, Philip. I got to play my Lush Radio exclusive right there for Philip, man, because he's over there getting it in. I'm always an advocate for children when we're definitely doing their thing out there, for real, seriously. So that's a Lush Radio exclusive right there from Philip.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
So what a lot of people don't know about Wicked Jones is, because they think we're just some crazy dudes or whatever, we actually got those kids. We got the kids opening up for us on July 4th in Charlotte.
Are you serious? You gotta send me that flyer.
Oh, definitely do that.
I support the kids. I love the kids now.
Yeah, I love the kids.
I do too. That's the job I do. I love teaching these kids.
Yeah, man. You know, we have something in common because I deal with radio and everything and music. Like I work with the children at the special ed department at the high school, and I deal with them. The only way to get through these kids sometimes is through music, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm definitely for that. And I'm going to let the people get a taste. You guys can hang on the line with me. I'm going to go ahead and give them a taste of that Wicked Jones. I want you guys to introduce this for me. This is Fire.
My bone.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce this to the people now.
Go ahead, Barry White, and do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wicked Jones here. You got G and Jason, and you're about to hear Fire in My Bone.
And go.
Fire,
Got a call in at 347-826-7722, live with Wicked Jones, always giving you nothing but that hot rock on Tuesday. Man,
yes.
So tell me the inspiration behind that whole song right there, Wicked Jones, Fire in My Bones. Tell me more about that.
In my bones. For those who love Bob Marley and those who do other extracurricular activities, in my bones.
Okay. Oh, but so is that a tribute to extracurricular activities?
Yes.
Okay, all right now.
Hold on.
Shout out to extracurricular activities out there. All you guys doing extracurricular activities, more power to you right now. For real.
Those in
Man.
The cloud on that beautiful high.
But you know, a high can come from you know, the opposite sex also. You know, hey.
That's true. I wasn't going to go there, but, I mean, you know. Don't make me go to my Barry White.
The other Mary Jane. But, yeah. So, I mean, I'm definitely loving the music. Is, you know, I hear the soul coming from the singing. But, you know, what I really love is those guitar breaks in there, man. You know, I really like that, man, really in that song. And, you know, it's totally different. You know, it's a different style. And I'm still shocked to even think that you guys are from, I thought you guys were, like, from some other place, you know, in North Carolina.
A lot of people think that, but we're actually from, you know, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, it's just...
Well.
It is what it is.
I'm actually a self-taught guitar player, too.
Yeah.
For real? Are you serious?
Yeah, he's serious. Dead serious.
Teach for a living.
When did you start?
When I was 13.
Wow.
I was playing in clubs when I was 15.
So what, are you like one of those natural-born geniuses or something? You just feel the rhythm and you just go ahead and do it?
Pretty much.
Wow. Dude, you're like, you know what? You know what? Have you guys ever saw this movie called August something? Like, it's about this young boy that's like this like musical genius and stuff, and he could like pick up like any kind of instrument and just start playing. But that reminded me of him because he was a young student and he just like could pick up anything and just start playing it. It's crazy. But It's a lot of young geniuses out here that are like very talented when it comes to music. I'm impressed.
Well, most of us in the band, like I play several different instruments. Most of us in the band play more than one instrument.
Well, you know, it's always good to have that because you never know. God forbid if anybody's sick, you know, somebody can, you know, help out, you know. It's always good to have people that can play several instruments, especially like going in to record or something, just in case somebody's not able to do it. Somebody else can take that part and do it for them, you know.
Yeah, we definitely put in the work and try to work it out.
So what drives you guys, you know? What's that drive? What makes you guys tick, you know?
Jason? He's lost.
Jason?
Music itself. Giving people what they really want. Because these days, everything is so commercialized.
Hello?
Yes, I'm in.
Oh, I thought you had cut off.
Fell out.
The phone is breaking up.
You can ask that question again, though.
Oh, the question was, what makes you tick? What makes you guys, you know, what's that drive that keeps you guys going?
I guess just because we love music. I couldn't really picture myself doing anything else because, to be honest with you, I'm pretty miserable when I do anything other than play a guitar. It's really the only thing I can do and couldn't be consistent with.
Wow. Wow, that's cool, man.
I don't care. I'll quit.
Wow. At least you're doing something that you love and you're getting paid. Even you're getting to teach the kids and everything. And giving back to the community, so that's great, man.
I love the response from the girls.
Oh, my God, there he goes with the girls again. If you said that one more time. You guys are off the hook, man. I love Wookie Jones now, man. You guys are hilarious.
I mean, we're real people, you know. We don't front, you know. Whatever we got to say, we say it up front. I mean, that's the one thing about us. We're very transparent. We play our part when we out, you know, and we do our shows. We just real down-to-earth people. It really is. We're like, what you see is what you really get.
That's what it is. Well, you know what? I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, honored to even have you guys on that, you know, on the show today, and I hope this isn't the last time that we have you on the show. I have one question also, is like, are you guys like looking to do like deal with a major, or are you guys trying to just do distribution and stay independent?
It depends on what the situation is. I mean, you know, that's a real critical, you know, situation, because the main thing is, like, you know, you don't want to sign to a major and be put on the back burner, be a tax write-off, you know. We got, you know, guaranteed release dates. The top priority when it comes to, you know, radio promotion and PR, that's very important, and the distribution to, you know, to be there, you know, once we are promoted. Depends on what's in place, you know. Like I said, we don't want to sign with a major and be on the back burner, you know. We don't want to be at the back of the store. We want to be at the front of the store when you walk in, you know. Things like that make a real difference. And, I mean, if they're going to treat us bad, then, yeah, we'll remain independent.
So who's doing PR for you guys now?
We outsource it. We use different people. I don't know if I can call it names, but you know, someone like in your area, like Surefire, or you know, Press Here Publicity. We just outsource it. You know, even with radio promotion, I mean, the same thing. We just, you know, outsource it and do it on a small scale that we can, you know, monitor it and make sure that it's been done properly.
Well, at least you guys are smart about what you guys are doing. And everything, that's definitely, you know, cool. What'd you say?
I said, that's why the rec company's not coming to us. They think we're too smart.
Oh, Lord. You guys are definitely hilarious.
We want some unintelligent musician. Airhead.
Yeah, well, you know what? See, the thing, the crazy thing about it is some, you know, they always have this stigma of, you know, most, you know, artists and people that are, like, in rock bands are, like, you know, airheads and they're, like, all drugged up and stuff. But that's not true. A lot of them are very intelligent, you know.
Definitely in this band. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, me personally, I know a lot of bands who have just signed contracts without a lawyer. I mean, that's something that Wicked Jones would never, ever do. So if you're a label out there, don't even think about contacting us and thinking we're just going to sign something.
That's definitely a thing. You must be educated, especially getting to this ball game now, you know, because it's definitely crazy.
It's a game.
But you know, you could give these children any kind of, like, advice if they wanted to, you know, they're inspiring to be, you know, play the guitar, you know, be a lead singer, just get into the music industry itself. What kind of advice would you give them?
Stay focused, learn your craft, perfect it, and don't let anybody put any type of preconceived ideas on what you should be. You know, do you, and be you at all times. Don't ever try to be anybody else but yourself.
Don't ever try to put a lid on your creativity.
Yeah, definitely stay open-minded.
That's definitely some good stuff right there. And also, what do you see in the future for Wicked Jones and the name of the album or upcoming albums that you have in store for us?
Hopefully, honestly, you know, to be able to be in a better position, whether it's been signed or doing it independently, you know, in a stronger fashion with the finances behind it, but mainly touring. Wicked Jones will be known for being a touring act more than anything. You'll see us touring all the time. And we will get to that point here soon. As far as album names, I can't really tell you. God only knows what we're going to come up with next.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm glad and I was blessed to have you guys on the show today. You know, and it was great, Wicked Jones. You know, make sure that you guys definitely support them and their movement. You know, very intelligent, very, you know, down-to-earth guys, you know, good music, you know.
I hate to say this, but what radio station are we on? Because I got called at work. I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Wow.
I got called at work. I didn't even know. I was over here teaching kids, and I got a phone call that says, hey, we got to talk.
this is Lush Radio Online. This is Lush Radio Rock. I do several different types of radio shows. I do hip-hop, I do rock, and I do gospel, but Tuesdays are my rock shows.
Okay, now I know.
Thank God she can edit this.
Well, actually, I can't edit this because this is actually live, and people actually download this.
Why are you busted, Jason?
I like that.
That's
right there.
Hey, look, we said we're transparent. At least I ain't BSing you.
Yeah, so, you know, but, you know, check out, you know, Wicked Jones, but definitely support them and their movement. Next week we're going to have Red Ink live on the show. They're actually going to be on here. They're a band from California, and they're doing up big shows in Cali, so they'll definitely be on here next week. And also check out Silent Disorder on www.indisorderwetrust.blogspot.com. Support them, their EP, Everything Burns. You know, all we here is we support, you know, independent artists that are definitely trying to do their thing, get their radio spins. If you have professional commercials that are done already or you need them done, make sure you email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and we can get that done, and we can tell you the rates on putting your commercial in rotation. So Definitely, we love Wicked Jones here on Lush Radio. Even though, you know, he tried to act like he didn't know what radio station was, but it's all good.
Like it. I just haven't been informed. I ain't being disrespectful. I just ain't been informed.
Yeah, but this, you know, this is live radio, so anything goes, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love. So, you know, once again, guys, tell them exactly where you guys can get located at and where we can go and download the music, check the music out, you know, contact you guys for booking and everything like that.
You can hit us up at wickedjones.com, myspace.com/wickedjonesband. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. If you want to book Wicked Jones, go to booking@wickedjones.com. For just general inquiries, you can hit us up at info@wickedjones.com. Please do not try to book us on MySpace. Thank you.
Definitely go ahead.
I can't wait to come to New York and chill with you, though. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know the exact date, but we are actually trying to come up that way, though.
Well, I'm going to talk to a couple of my people that I know that, like, bands in the different spots out there and stuff, so I definitely put a plug out and stuff.
Yeah,
for
to the promoter. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely I'll put a plug out, you know. It's all love, like I said, you know, saying make sure you guys support Wicked Jones. There's a rap-a-thon going on in New York tonight. Well, actually not tonight. It's actually on Saturday and Sunday. Check out the information on www.lustradioonline.com. Check out Wicked Jones music on lustradiorock.ning.com. It's in the music rotation along with DJ Hustle's Rock Remix. Check out all the new artists that we interview on lustradiorock.ning.com. Log on, interact with the artists, and let's get it popping. Love you guys, much support, and definitely hit you guys on the flip side, man. Wicked Jones.
Thank
Bye.
You. Love you, New York.
No problem.
Thanks a lot for having
me. Oh, no problem, man. It's all good. It's love. All I do is support independence, man. I deal with some major, but I like supporting independence because they're the backbone. Yes, sir.
No doubt.
All right, man. So, yeah, man, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We have Wicked Jones live in the building. And this is how we do. We give you nothing but hot rock on Tuesday, Lushy Lush. And I'm going to go ahead and play Stand in the Rain, Super Chick. I love these girls. Woo! And we're out.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all.
Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired of hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.